Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningninem Hang Singh. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh passed away on Thursday at the age of 92. The senior Congress leader had been admitted to AIIMS Delhi in a critical condition on Thursday evening after his health deteriorated. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief at the passing of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. She remembered Mr. Singh as one of those rare politicians who also straddled the worlds of academia and administration with equal ease. The president said, Mr. Singh made critical contributions to reforming the Indian economy and he will always be remembered for his service to the nation, his unblemished political life and his utmost humility. Paying respectful homage to one of the greatest sons of Bharat, the president conveyed heartfelt condolences to his family, friends and admirers. Meanwhile, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also extended his condolences. The Vice President said, Mr. Singh, as one of the architects of India's economic liberalisation in 1991, boldly steered the nation through a critical transition, opening new pathways for growth and prosperity. He recalled Mr. Singh's profound understanding of economy, gentle demeanour and unwavering commitment to India's progress. In Mr. Singh's passing, India has lost a leader of towering intellect and a statesman par excellence, and his legacy will forever guide Bharat's growth trajectory, the Vice President said. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed condolences on the passing of former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. In a social media post, he said, India mourns the loss of one of its most distinguished leaders. Rising from humble origins, Mr. Singh rose to become a respected economist and served in various government positions as well, including as finance minister, leaving a strong imprint on India's economic policy over the years, Mr. Modi said. He added that Mr. Singh's interventions in Parliament were also insightful and as a Prime Minister made extensive efforts to improve people's lives. Mr. Modi also recalled the wisdom and humility of Mr. Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government's biggest focus in policy is empowering the youth. Addressing Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi on Thursday, Mr. Modi highlighted that the world looks at India with hope and expectations because of the power of the youth. He stressed that all policies, whether for the startup ecosystem, space economy, sports, manufacturing industry, skill development or internship schemes are youth-centric and aimed at benefiting young people. The Prime Minister remarked that today, from startups to science, sports to entrepreneurship, youth power is driving new revolutions.
हमारे युवा केवल किताबी ज्ञान तक सीमित न रहे इसके लिए कई प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं छोटे बच्चों को इनोवेटिव बनाने के लिए देश में 10,000 से ज्यादा अटल टिंकरिंग लैब शुरू की गई है हमारे युवाओं को पढ़ाई के साथ साथ अलग-अलग क्षेत्रों में व्यावहारिक अवसर मिले, अपने दायित्वों को निभाने की भावना बढ़े, इसके लिए मेरा युवा भारत अभियान शुरू किया गया है।
Prime Minister Modi emphasized his vision of bringing 1 lakh youth into politics whose families have never been involved in active politics. He added that this initiative was crucial for the next 25 years and encouraged the youth to be part of this campaign to bring a new generation into politics. Mr. Modi announced that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held at the beginning of next year on Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary.
2025 जनवरी में स्वामी विवेकानंद जी की जयंती के अवसर पर विकसित भारत यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग का आयोजन हो रहा है पूरे देश से लाखों युवा इसका हिस्सा बन रहे हैं इसमें विकसित भारत के विजन पर चर्चा होगी उसके रोड मैप पर बात होगी
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw shared that the Waves OTT app has crossed over 1 million downloads in a month. In a series of posts on social media yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw said this milestone reflects India's unbreakable bond with its cultural roots. He highlighted that India's OTT platform by Prasar Bharati brings a wave of nostalgia with epic shows like Ramayan and Mahabharat, while also embracing new age content. He added that it has entertainment for every generation, from timeless shows to tech-savvy features. The minister stressed that the platform empowers like never before, from hosting content by National Creator Awardees to showcasing film's top institutions. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.